Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
It's the day after our first ghosted in 4 months. And I'm still getting messages from people going, oh my God, it's interesting. If you go and you watch it at Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram, what's crazy is there's a lot of people who are like, wow, did she dodge a bullet?
Yeah.
And then there's other people who are like, wow, did he dodge a bullet? Completely split down the middle. So I hope you do go watch it because it was entertaining and fun. And honestly, I think we got a couple text messages and it basically said, God, I miss this.
Yeah.
I miss this so much. The drama. It's back. We'll have another one next week, by the way. In the meantime, hi. Welcome to Wednesday. We've got so much happening today, including 5K a day. Obviously, that happens at 8 o'clock. We're also giving you 4 tickets to go to Halloween Haunt with a spooky game at 7 a.m. we like to call Who's Haunting Jax?
It's terrifying.
Let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
Yesterday after the show, I went home and I did the most TJ thing ever. I reorganized my entire apartment.
Hey.
I just was like, this needs to be done now.
Yeah.
So do you do the entire thing at once or do you pick a room per day?
Well, I live in a 200 square foot condo, so the entire place is its own room.
So you pick the one room.
I pick the room.
Jax, what's up with you?
You guys watch Squid Game yet?
No.
Oh, man. I keep watching the promos for it every time I log on to Netflix.
So it's this show on Netflix, and it is on track to be the most viewed Netflix show ever.
It's in Chinese, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Korean. And it is apparently absolutely horrifying, terrifying, and like you can't stop watching it. So I'm going to make a mission that I'm going to watch either one or all of the episodes
today. You hate stuff like that, though.
I do, but like... everybody's talking about the show and 999 if you watch it because I'm gonna watch a bunch of it today.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
I will
They're
report
saying
back.
It's got like 100% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's
considered one of the most successful Netflix shows in history already.
Yep.
Wow.
It's wild.
Been out a month.
Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm excited for it. Producer Leah.
Do you find it strange that I've been asked to go to the theater? To see Venom, and I just don't feel like...
Venom.
Yeah, that's coming out.
I forgot that's coming out.
Yeah.
Is that this weekend?
That's this weekend. And I have no interest in going to a theater.
Why?
It's the pandemic.
What?
Oh, man.
It's so much fun.
Now, is it?
Yeah, because they space you out from people. You book your seats before you go. Plus, you get to spend $40 on treats while you're there.
Just stay home.
That's, I like that.
Well,
just
in that
stay
case. This is what I'm saying.
Uber Eats $40.
Hey, we got to talk about Lil Nas X and a couple of songs here because Old Town Road unlocked something for him that I think you might be able to relate to in a big way. It's going to kind of blow your mind. 610 will tell you about it. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, the more we find out about Lil Nas X, the more I don't think you can help but be impressed with the guy. And, you know, to a lot of people, Lil Nas X is just the guy that did Old Town Road.
Yeah.
And we heard that 800 million times, which is fine. You know, it's like Despacito, right? A huge song and like it takes over the charts for the year and that's what happens. But Lil Nas X is so much deeper than that, and we're kind of finding that out as this album of his kind of takes off, right? And it's like he's followed up a one-hit wonder, and he's no longer a one-hit wonder. He's got another number one.
That's right.
But what was so interesting is that he said if it wasn't for Old Town Road, he doesn't think he would have come out.
Mm-hmm.
And to be gay in hip-hop is rare.
Yeah.
And here's what he said. He's like, I don't think I would have ever come out. I honestly felt like it was kind of my duty, especially if I wanted to move forward. And what I was doing, because authenticity is very real, I feel like people can see right through that, and that's a part of me.
It's so interesting, because like, what could have happened there is two things. He could have become paralyzed by the fear of doing that, because like you said, it's extremely hard to come out in hip-hop and in rap, and it's a brave thing to
do.
Isn't
it just hard to come out?
It's absolutely hard to come out, but like, I can't even imagine what he was going through, so he could have either been paralyzed by that and kind of just, you know, gone off into the abyss, but instead taken all of that on, and I can't imagine how he's feeling right now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I mean,
he's probably so free. And being your authentic self, like, there's nothing like it. So, and he's so funny, too, on top of it. Like, that's the best thing. It's like, it's a good role model to have. Not only is he, you know, gay and outspoken and authentic, but he's also funny and kind and sweet, which is just a wonderful role model for a lot of young people to have.
Jack said it all.
Do you have anything to add to that, TJ? Yeah.
I think Jack's nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah, so listen, if you get the opportunity, we'll tweet this interview out.
Yeah, it's so special.
You should check this out. Yeah. We'll throw it on, we'll tweet it out, and we'll put it on our Insta stories for you, because I think it's something you check out, because sometimes, okay, I'll be honest with you, on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, I wake up a little sad because I'm not at the weekend yet.
Yeah.
This interview will make you happy.
It will.
The more you see him in an interview, the more it'll make you happy.
So the more Lil Nas X you get in your life, the happier you'll be.
Yeah, 100%. Like,
this is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Let me ask you a question. You have any robots in your house?
It's a Google Home.
Google Home, yeah?
Yeah, I got two of those.
Okay.
PlayStation? Does that count as a robot?
It kind of, almost. The PS5 is, like, really advanced.
Yeah.
So, yes.
It's like a really smart dog.
I even say like if you got like an Amazon Fire TV or your Google Chrome, the new Chromecasters, which actually have like the old Chromecasters, it was like you could stream to your TV. The new one, it's like, oh, you can watch a whole bunch of television and stuff on that. It's got all your apps on it. Jax, what about you? Any robots?
Too many.
Do you?
That I don't trust. Yeah, I have an Alexa, and then I have a couple Google Homes.
You have both?
I have both.
La-di-da.
Because everybody's welcome in my home.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
She's very inclusive.
Very inclusive robot environment. I'm glad you went there too.
And then I have, does a Dyson vacuum count? It's not a robot. It's not one that moves on its own.
Oh, no. Okay. No. All right.
So I've got a TV now.
So I have a, I have two dogs. So I have a Roomba.
Yeah.
And then I got the mop too, because I was like, well, it's on sale.
You have a Roomba mop?
Yeah. It's
just
actually
mop
amazing.
Your floors,
no,
man.
No, Roomba will do.
It's too easy.
Now,
Jax.
And Jax hates them.
Yeah, I don't trust
them. And you know who else doesn't like them is my daughter. Whenever they go off, she gets scared and runs away.
Of course.
Yeah.
And the dogs snap at them, but they clean really well. Now, here's the thing. I also have Alexas in basically every room in my house. The little, because every time they go on sale, they're like $20, right?
Yeah.
Amazon has got a new robot for you. And this is, I'm convinced, like, everything about Terminator is coming true.
Yeah.
Just in a
no.
far gentler way than we thought, right? So, Amazon is coming out with a robot named Astro. Astro will follow you around the house.
Incredible.
It's equipped with a rotating screen and mounted onto a base with wheels. Amazon designed the robot to appear animated and friendly, with eyes and expressive body movements that respond to user interaction.
Mm.
The robot can move on its own from room to room, capable of navigating around objects on the floor, and it's got a periscope camera attached to the base so it can be raised or lower based on, you know, what objects are in front of it. So it's pretty cool, right? The thing is that no one's really fully sure what it does.
So it just doesn't say anything besides it looks nice?
No, it looks like Wall-E. It looks like a
don't try and win us over with Wall-E.
Looks like Wall-E.
Does it have hands?
It does not have hands. It's just wheels, and basically, it looks like an iPad on wheels.
Okay.
Now, honestly, it almost looks like that episode of Modern Family where they're like, where Phil Dunphy's following everybody around in the thing. Yeah. And I guess it will play you reminders, TV shows, and podcasts. So if you don't want to have your headphones in, it will follow you around the house and play you a podcast.
No. No, just
I want that really badly.
No.
And I want it so that when Jax comes over to my house,
I won't.
It greets her at the door.
Oh, yeah.
And
I take your coat?
And I've recorded messages for her, but you know, you do it kind of like spooky, like, hello, Jax. I've been following you today.
Welcome. Why are you doing this to me?
Don't you think?
I think it'd be really nice. Yeah, it gets lonely sometimes.
I don't like robots.
It moves around at 5 miles per hour, too, so you can easily outrun
That's
this thing.
That's pretty quick, though.
Yeah.
Like, grand scheme of things, in your home, 5 miles per hour?
It's pretty quick, yeah.
I mean, have little legs.
You do.
It'll catch up.
So we could outrun it. Jax could not.
Nice knowing you.
Hey!
I'm getting you one for Christmas.
No.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Who needs a documentary? We've got like 3 Britney Spears documentaries in the last, I don't know,
48 hours.
The new Netflix one.
There's one on Crave.
There's one, so the Crave one is the New York Times one, which was the one that kicked it all off and really has pole vaulted the Free Britney movement to the top, which has been good, right?
And now there's 2 parts of it.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there's another. So it's like literally, they just keep coming out, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And then there's obviously the Netflix one as well, which is Britney versus Spears, and it's talking about her dad.
That's right.
But I gotta be honest with you, at a certain point, I'm like, we gotta move off the Britney topic. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not because we need to stop supporting Britney Spears in her quest, but because at a certain point we're repeating a lot of the information.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
And also give her a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Give
100%.
Her a second. Yeah.
So here's what I'm thinking. We need a new documentary, and we're getting it.
Okay.
And it is one person, and I want you to see if you can...
Oh.
Can you name this person?
TJ.
It's my queen.
Are you getting teary?
This is live. This is live, all right?
It's the best way to experience her.
Here, we'll fast forward here. Come on.
It's my Celine.
It's your queen.
My queen. Celine Dion. Best concert I've ever been to.
So Celine Dion is getting...
Hell yeah.
A documentary, baby.
Finally.
Now, here it is. The details are that the production has started, so it's not going to come out anytime soon. They're saying the next probably 5-6 months at least. It will be very personal and show everyone from her a part of me that they haven't seen before.
Oh, God, this is good.
Yeah, just let this ride.
This is live, by the way.
Yeah. She's unbelievable.
Is there an artist that is more universally loved?
Well,
like, everybody loves.
Producer Leah was saying this morning that I didn't realize that Celine Dion is huge in the Jamaican community.
Yeah, she's absolutely number one in Jamaica.
Really?
She beats out any other artist you could think of. Yeah.
Why?
And to give you, like, a comparison, Diana Ross performed at the Jazz Fest in, like, 2010.
Okay.
Love she got that. Booed off the stage.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Diana Ross.
1,000%.
No.
Yeah. And she said, I'm not coming back. Yeah.
But wow. Celine.
But Celine, they're like, Celine. They love Celine. She's so dramatic.
Oh,
that's what we love.
She's very emotive.
Passion.
Now, TJ saw her live right before the pandemic.
Yeah.
You paid a lot of money for it, too.
I paid a lot of... I went with my sister-in-law. She goes, do you want to go see Celine Dion with me in December? I said, yeah. And she said, how much do you want to spend? I said, money is no option.
Oh, wow.
Which was not the right thing to say, because I thought it was going to be like $100. I was way off.
Uh-huh. How much?
It was like $300.
Oh, my what? God.
Worth TJ. Every penny.
Yeah. Okay.
She was amazing.
You love her.
Oh, my gosh. She blew me away. It's the best live show I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah.
I was standing there. I think I was crying a little bit. And then I realized I was experiencing this like really emotional concert with my sister-in-law.
So TJ will be the first one in line for this.
Absolutely.
This is going to be...
TJ
know what?
And all of Jamaica.
Yeah,
we'll be there.
We're learning.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
You won't have to worry about germs on the TTC in the near future, friend.
Oh,
really?
The Toronto Transit Commission announced yesterday that they will be installing copper coatings on high-touch surfaces on all subway, streetcars, and buses. The antimicrobial coating has the ability to kill up to 99.9% of bacteria on transit services.
I was on the streetcar last night, and it was so dirty. I need this.
You know,
it's just gross.
I'm glad it only took a small, tiny little pandemic for them to clean up the TTC.
One of my favorite facts that I know about the TTC, or basically any transit, is the reason that they have those weird colored seats or weird pattern seats is because they hide stains.
Yeah, that is exactly why.
Well, that makes sense.
Because they're not the cleanest places, if you can imagine.
I miss the old school streetcars with their weird, like, yellow and brown. First off, not streetcars, subway cars. And were they comfortable? No. But they were plastic, and you couldn't stain them. And they were there from the 1970s. Yeah. Remember those things?
Yeah.
The plastic and light brown.
Mm. Pop culture Halloween costumes are ranking number one for Halloween again this year. This is according to Goodwill's annual Halloween survey, which just came out. 28% of us say our costumes are going to be related to movies, TVs, and pop culture. Paranormal things like witches and ghosts and zombies and ghouls are next at 25%. And the unique one-of-a-kind costumes are at 24%. Any early ideas on what you're going to be?
I'm going to a Jim Carrey versus Robin Williams Halloween party. So the whole thing is you got to take something from one of their roles and, like, dress up in it. So I'm trying to figure out what to do. But... everybody's going to do the mask. Everybody's going to do Mrs. Doubtfire. You know what I'm talking about.
You could cover yourself in hair and just say that you're Robin Williams Knuckles.
I honestly, I have that kind of hair.
Yeah, so you pull it off.
You just go shirtless and be like, I'm literally Robin Williams.
It's a cookie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind?
A chocolate chip.
Yeah. Smile cookie?
No.
No.
It should be.
Okay.
Tim Hortons is dropping a clothing line for National Coffee Day. The Double Double Collection is this series of hoodies, sweatpants, t-shirts, and travel mugs that will be sold through the company's new Drip Drop website.
Drip Drop.
Which goes on.
I want some of this. This is great.
Sorry, that's the first time I've read that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they should call it that. Keeping in line with Tim's slogan of fresh coffee made every 20 minutes, only certain items are going to be available for 20 minutes at a time throughout the day.
Oh, that's funny.
No.
Yeah. Okay, can I? So I had a look at this clothing line.
Drip Drop.
It's not bad.
And no? It's all coffee colored, right? It's all brown. And I'm like, this looks like a Kanye West fashion show.
It really does.
It actually looks like his fashion line. I'm like, man, good for Tim's. All right.
They're actually pretty reasonably priced, too. The hoodies and sweatpants will be priced at $30 each.
Oh.
At $30.30 each. The t-shirts are $20.20 each. And the travel mugs are $10.10 each.
I'm definitely buying some of this.
What was the Justin Bieber Toronto Maple Leaf stuff?
Drew House?
Yeah. And it was priced, I think one of the hoodies was like
The hoodie was $239 and the matching sweatpants were $239. And the jersey was $329, which is more than an authentic Toronto Maple Leafs jersey that is autographed.
Little update on that, by the way. I just got an email this morning saying I didn't get you guys anything for the Drew line, that they're sold out. Sorry.
I would have loved for you to pay for that for us.
Maybe next time. That's what's trending. I'm TJ. A
couple of songs from right now. We've got four pack of tickets for you to go to Halloween Haunt. You just have to name who's hunting Jax. She had a spooky evening and you got to banish that ghost. 7 o'clock.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm a little alarmed by what I'm about to tell you. And I wonder how many people, when I say this out loud, how many people are going to work thinking this exact thing right now?
Okay.
If you're being completely honest with yourself. One third of people, it's already a lot, 33.3333, repeat it.
Okay.
33% of people say their partner is the most annoying person they know. That's an aggressively high number.
It seems low.
Really?
Did you think it would be more?
Think of how annoying the average person is.
Well.
And you see this person every single day.
Yeah. Right.
Very intimately.
So it's interesting. This comes out of LG, the TV company. LG Electronics. Trusted name in weird things you can talk about on the radio. The data revealed that individuals spend as much as a fifth of their day being frustrated with their significant other because of, and we talked a little bit about some of this stuff yesterday, snoring, passing wind, loudness, messiness, and rudeness. That is nearly 5 hours of every day annoyed with their partner.
Oh, whoa.
That's a lot of time.
Other personality, that is a lot.
That's a lot.
Other personality traits that people that get on their partner's nerves are they never listen, they talk through TV shows. I can't stand somebody talking through TV shows. So I always take control of the remote and I pause and I go, let's talk.
Yeah.
But I can't do both.
Let's rap.
Yeah. Partners who are bad with money, that's brutal.
Yeah, that
if
is.
If you got a partner who cannot rein it in, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Using their phone mid-conversation, I do that.
I was going to say, you're definitely that person.
That is me for sure. Yeah. Leave clothes on the bedroom floor. I don't leave them on the bedroom floor, but I always leave them like over top of a piece of furniture or something like that.
Yeah. The chair.
Yeah, there's always the bedroom chair and you throw in the bedroom chair. Messy in the kitchen is the other one.
Okay.
So we're going to put you on blast. You're going to put yourself on blast.
Yeah.
The question we want to fill in the blank on this one. I'm confident that blank annoys my partner about me. So your habit of doing what is super annoying to your partner? What do you think they would say is your most annoying trait? TJ's looking at the microphone. He's looking up into the distance with a bit of a half smile on his face. Like,
what is it?
I know that Val must have been surveyed for this and absolutely is in the third of people that say that I'm the most annoying person she knows. I have this really bad habit of trying to make her watch every TikTok that comes up on my phone. I'm constantly like, oh, look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this. It's exhausting.
As your work wife, I can vouch for that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So, poor Val.
Also, your TikTok is super dark, dude.
Yeah, man, like, it's really scary.
He's got a really dark timeline. Like, the algorithm tailors it to, like, your likes, and TJ's likes are weird.
Yeah. I've culminated a really weird viewing.
It is bizarre. Jax, what about you?
Oh, Michelle definitely gets annoyed. And anyone would. I live tweet every thought that I have in my head.
Do you Is that over text or do you talk?
No,
say it
no,
out
no,
loud?
Out loud at home.
So like
out
if you're loud. Making dinner, whether you live tweeting.
Ooh, too hot. Or like love this garlic. Or like I'm coming down the stairs. Or like hang on. Oh, I don't think I'm gonna wear these shoes. Or
I can see that.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like all day. Yeah. And she's so lovely, and she just looks at me, and it's literally like a Twitter feed, and I'm just live tweeting my thoughts.
How does she talk to you about that? Like when you have described, because that's what you do. You describe everything that you're gonna do. She's like, okay, guys, I'm going to the bathroom. Pants down, then pants up, and then I'm going to wash my hands.
No, not that intro, but I do always tell you when I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's true. She's really nice because she just, like, she'll call me out on it. She's like, you know, I'm tweeting. Mm. But she doesn't get annoyed. I mean, she does get annoyed by it because it doesn't show as much as it should.
Does that mean, like, when you drive places in the car, when you drive by there, are you saying, like, oh, they got a Walmart there? Like, is that what you're like?
Oh, no.
TJ?
Yeah.
All the time. I didn't see that Home Depot being built.
No! Oh, yeah.
This used to be Fields.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're my Nana.
Yeah. Oh, no. I
am.
And like, oh, there's that left lane.
So,
all right.
So, yeah, I thought I was bad because my girlfriend will actually physically grab my phone.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, we're putting this down now.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And it'll be like, because we get up at 4 a.m. for this show, right? This will be 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yeah, I know.
Quality time,
great.
Baby.
I know. I got to work on that. It's always been a thing for me. So here's what we want to know about you. What would your partner say is the most annoying thing about you? It's okay. Put yourself on blast. Why not, right? It's the weekend. Take my breath. This is Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is a troubling statistic. One third of people believe the most annoying person they know is their partner.
That's troubling.
That is
a lot.
3 in 10.
Right.
That's a lot.
Yep.
And it's, you know, things like chewing too loudly, leaving laundry everywhere, you know, like little things that are solvable, easy things. So we want to ask you, what is the most annoying thing your partner would say you do? Like, what is the most annoying thing about you if we were to put your partner in like a focus group and put truth serum in them? What do you think?
Oh,
hit us up, 999-999.
This text in the 519. My most annoying trait that my husband hates is how much hair I lose. I swear I comb my hair in the shower and out of it, but I've been referred to as a German shepherd.
Oh, yeah. It's hard on the drains.
I can't help it. I have long brown hair, and he'll find single hairs on their bed, the bathroom floor, the couch. That's from Alexis. My favorite is when you find them on the shower wall, because someone they've like twirled their finger and caught them all on the wall.
Yes, like Natalie does that and sometimes forgets to take them down. I'm like, hello. Gross.
David in the 416. I can fall asleep at any point, anywhere, so easily, and my wife hates it. We'll put a show on and that I wanted to watch, and 10 minutes later, I'm out cold.
Adam Wilde.
Same Z's. Yeah. I could fall asleep on this desk right now, standing up.
Do it, Cameron.
I can sleep anywhere.
Prove it.
From the 289, eating crunchy items. Apparently, I chew too loud. That's a deep one.
That's a thing for,
So my brother has to eat in the pantry. Like literally the walk-in pantry, because my sister-in-law, like she actually has like an aversion to it.
What's the thing called?
I forget the exact name of it, but like she can't go to movies anymore because like she can't hear people eating popcorn.
What does she do with her two kids?
What's that?
Can they eat? They have to eat separately?
No, they don't eat in the pantry. She puts the boys in the pantry.
they all eat in the pantry.
The children in the garage. No, she just like stays far away from them. But like straight, my brother's so loud. He just has to eat a cereal in the pantry.
Oh my God. Another text from Jennifer. That text was from Jennifer. We have another text from Lisa in the 905. I think my husband gets annoyed by the fact that I leave clean laundry in the basket unfolded for days.
Oh,
the worst part about laundry is folding it.
Yeah.
It really is. I love doing laundry, but folding it, meh.
I like folding. I don't like doing.
Really?
Yeah, I'd much rather fold.
That's another reason we're perfect for each other.
All right.
Last one from Cliff. I know I annoy my partner with my wastefulness. I use copious amounts of dish soap, toilet paper, and Ziploc bags.
At least she knows it, you know?
Yeah, it's not great for the environment, too.
Something I noticed over the text line, too, is we were asking, like, what is the trait that you do that annoys your partner? And a lot of text came in and says, I know you're asking for what I do, but let me tell you what my partner does.
Yeah,
that's annoying.
They are the 30% who are like, my partner's the most annoying person in the world. And I think we need to make space for that. You know what I'm saying?
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex.
Whoa!
Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the Movie Lovers Monthly Membership, for $9.99 a month, plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. So the new mod club is looking a little bit different. First of all, it's called Access Club, which totally tripped me out the other day. Not today, the other day when I thought about it. This completely renovated venue includes a state-of-the-art sound system, lighting system, and multiple 4K cameras, so they can also stream their shows online.
Incredible. Yeah.
For those who remember the layout of the mod club, the most notable update might be that they removed the viewing platform.
Yeah, there was like a raised stage kind of thing there, yeah.
Yeah, so that's gone now. Also, it made it a little bit smaller. Now it's about 600 people. I think it was up like 900 before.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So a little bit more intimate. Is Kanye West's Donda album actually unfinished? Well, maybe. He's continually making changes to it, the most recent of which is that he removed Chris Brown from the album. The Reddit thread fans noticed that there was two versions of Donda on streaming platforms for a short time, and one contained a few switch-ups. They know that Brown's vocals on New Again were replaced by new ones from West himself and the Sunday Service Choir.
Interesting.
So that story is, like, even when the album's out, we can't stop talking about it.
Well, he's brilliant with that. But I also think, like, any true artist is going to tell you that their album would never fully be done if there wasn't deadlines. Yeah. And what's interesting now with technology is it's like you're not pressing it to a CD or a record, right? Yeah. You can just upload a new file.
I know, but I hope that this isn't like a huge recurring theme that they just, like, you know, take back music all the time.
I'm sure with certain artists it will be. And it's annoying.
Yeah. It is. It is. Yeah.
Super annoying.
Yeah, it is.
Here's everything that's going to be open and closed for tomorrow. Basically, to sum it up, it's regular hours except for government buildings. Mm. So regulated banks are going to be closed. Canada Post offices are going to be closed, and they're not going to collect or deliver post. But the LCBO is open at noon, and the beer store is regular hours.
Cool.
Which, let's be honest, on the list of what's open, that's normally the most important thing. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. A couple songs from right now. 8 a.m. 5K a day. We got a winner's name. Should be your name. We want it to be your name. And if it's not, don't worry. We got a keyword for you. So you can win $5,000 tomorrow morning when we call out another name on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The Britney Spears story as it unravels. Every detail I hear, the more I think, how is her father not in jail? Now, this is all a report, what I'm about to tell you. But in this particular case, you could see that maybe where there's smoke, there's fire. The rumor right now is that the FBI is investigating Britney Spears' dad for bugging her house illegally.
Oh, good.
And it's not, it's a report. And obviously, the FBI is never going to. Going to release that. Yeah. They're not going to tell
elaborate on
we're the FBI and we're investigating here. They're not going to do that. Now, this comes off the heels of the new New York Times follow-up documentary, which is on Crave, by the way. So, the New York Times had the original one. Netflix has one out, which is Britney versus Spears, and then the New York Times followed it up.
Yeah.
Their original one, which is on Crave right now, and I guess they had bugs in every room of her house, including her bedroom.
Whoa.
So that means they were listening in on every conversation. They also had a phone for her that was mirrored. So every text message she sent, every email she sent.
What?
And they actually set up phones for her where there was a request made, and I believe there's paperwork on this. Allegedly, there's a request that Britney has a phone that can't access the internet, can't send text messages, can only send outgoing calls, I believe. Or no, could take incoming calls. So actually, she can't call anyone, but her phone can be called. So if you have the number, you can reach her.
I want to say that this is far-fetched, but all of it's completely believable.
Yeah.
All of it is very, very, very believable.
We've talked about this a couple weeks ago, but the ongoing investigation with her dad, Jamie, like, there's going to be some really, really dark things that come to light.
Well, it's like we said it when this was first coming out. This is going to get worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's crazy, TJ, because, you know, this apparently, and this is the part of the conservatorship thing that's an issue. Lawyers in this are saying this is normal. Yeah. They see this all the time with conservatorships.
The important thing to remember with this, because I read a great explanation on Twitter as to why this should be important to everyday people, because it's very easy to hear a celebrity name and think, oh, who cares, let them live their private life. But conservatorships are problematic, because especially like Britney's case is not the norm, obviously, but these things happen, and now you have somebody who's in the public eye, mm-hmm. who's actually bringing awareness to something that mm-hmm. is a huge problem.
It's ownership of a person. It's
right.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's something that's incredibly difficult to mm-hmm. break. And thank God Britney had the resources that she had yeah. and the public support that she yeah. had. Otherwise, what would happen?
Yeah. We also thought, we reported to you, I think incorrectly, that he was going to step down because that's what we read, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So apparently the word is he's going to step down if they pay him $2 million.
Like, go what? Away.
So he has not given a specific date on when he'll step down. So the announcement that he would step down apparently was a PR ploy.
Oh, for God's sake.
This is her father. And he's asking for $2 million to step down. And he's the thing is, too, the whole reason that he is stepping down is he is hoping, and I think as a part of this deal is hoping, if I step down, you have to agree not to do any investigations into this. Which, of course, Britney Spears, who now has her own yeah, lawyer for the first yeah. time in 15 years,
yeah.
15 years,
yeah.
is saying, well, no.
Yeah,
we're going to investigate you to the fullest extent of the law.
Apparently, this lawyer she has to is like a bulldog.
Oh, yeah.
And is going after
good,
him.
Good. Oh, yeah.
So, okay, he wants another $2 million as if he hasn't
yes,
siphoned enough of her money.
He's been making $500,000 a year that the government knows
yeah,
about
yeah.
from her estate ever since he started. And here's the other thing. Her estate's, like, I keep saying this, her estate yeah. is only worth $60 million. And I have to, you're probably looking at me like, $60 million is a lot of money, Adam. And I get that. But this is Britney Spears.
Yeah.
She sold somewhere in the neighborhood of 250 million albums.
Yeah.
This guy has, to me, and I have no proof of this, to me, he's clearly spent a pile of her money.
Stolen. Yep. Yep.
Spent it on other yeah. things. Hit it places. This is crazy.
So he's essentially holding her conservatorship hostage right now with
yes.
the $2 million.
Yeah.
The scary part about it, too, is it's unclear if he steps down, does he get to a point who's in charge of it? Or does she get to choose? But you have to think if she's under a conservatorship.
I think they're just going to end up breaking it. Because
yeah.
if I were her, here's what I would do. I think the public pressure is so much that if California upheld this
yeah.
conservatorship,
yeah.
people would lose their minds.
Yeah.
So this conservatorship's coming to an end. What he's trying to do is get off the sinking ship and get some money and get some legal protection beforehand. And what they're saying is, no,
yeah.
we'll wait you out.
Good.
We waited this
Good.
Long. And I think that's probably yeah. the smart thing to do. Honestly, this is, it just, every time we talk about
gets
this,
worse.
It gets worse.
Yeah,
this
gets
poor woman. Unreal.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever been on a date and the person can only talk about, like, one thing?
Oh.
Where you're like, does this topic define you?
Is this it?
This is all we have.
Yeah.
Dated someone that was really into pirates.
Yeah?
Actually?
No, I wish.
Oh, okay. God, I was like, man, what's that story?
Yeah, still be there.
But Jax is a good one for you because you are going to roll your eyes hard at this one.
Oh, my love.
It's not
okay.
your date, by the way.
No, it was not my date. So my friend went on a date and she's been, you know, bopping around on Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, and seeing a few guys. And this was, and she said it, by far the worst date that she has not only had in a couple of years, ever had. She went on a date a couple of days ago with a new kind of guy, a new kind of person, a new kind of bro. And these are called Bitcoin bros.
Oh, crypto bros. Whoa.
Crypto bros.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All
right.
So,
what was
so,
the, okay,
so they
all right.
went out for dinner, and he's not a Bay Street bro. He's a Bitcoin bro, right? So, mm-hmm. and he made that very clear off the beginning that he's interested only in crypto finance.
Yeah, I have.
Okay?
I have no education
yeah.
in this.
No. Yeah.
But
no.
I do my research, bro.
I think he has an English degree.
Okay.
And yeah, so, but he's really into internet finance, let me tell you what.
That's cool.
And,
good for
yeah,
him.
No, he is. But, it's all he talked about, and he was kind of pushy with it, she said.
Yeah.
Like, he was trying to get her to invest, and he almost was condescending.
The first date?
Yeah, this is the first date.
Oh,
he was
God.
Almost condescending in the way, like, she didn't know really anything about crypto, anything. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of like, you kidding me? And literally, and she said, like, for real, it is the only thing he talked about on the entire date. Not any of his background, not anything, just about his crypto finances. And she was like, am I going to get brought into a scheme here? Like,
yeah.
what is this?
Oh, no, she's in one now.
But Bitcoin bros are real, and it was horrifying, she said.
I think I can picture this bro.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Probably wearing, like, a puffer vest.
He came in a puffer jacket, actually, yeah.
Only
she showed me a picture.
Only calls watches timepieces.
Is he wearing a fanny pack over his shoulder? And underneath his, you know, like across
no.
his chest.
Crypto bros don't need pockets or fanny packs. They have everything they need on the internet.
That's right. Like, okay. Stored on the thumb drive.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, listen, I'm all for people being 100%. Pumped about something.
Yeah.
But when you're on a date,
don't shove it down someone's throat.
Good to show emotional depth.
Yes.
Sorry, we just got this great text from the 905. Bitcoin bros are the male version of MLM girls.
Yes. Yes. Our porn gals.
Hey, sweetie, I know we haven't talked since grade 7, but I got this great opportunity for you.
That's from Samantha. Yeah. That is so true.
That
Sam.
Is very, very
is that
true.
Something that happens a lot? Is there a lot of crypto bros out in the dating scene these days?
In this city, absolutely. Yeah, no absolutely.
Kidding. Listen, there's people making a fortune online. Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah, but like it's
there's more to you than what you make.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
And also, just let other people talk when you're on a date. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
This person was very, very nice. So, I want to preface this like by not putting this person under the bus, not that she'd probably care. This is like a long time ago, but I went out with somebody and the only thing she could talk about was Game of Thrones. So therefore, that was the thing that I talked about. And this is when Game of Thrones was good, not after the final awful season.
Oh, he found a way to bring that up, didn't he?
Here we go, TJ.
Game of Thrones, right? And we're like, it's the best TV show of all time. Absolutely. Yeah. And she was like really kind and whatever. I'm like, we gotta talk about something else. We couldn't find anything. And after that, I was like, okay.
That's all, eh? That's it.
That was it. Two dates.
Oh.
Again, super nice person. Super nice, but...
Be her little king of the north.
Winter is coming.
So we wanted to know, 999-99 to text. You went on a date. The person could not move off one subject. What we call a singular subject dater.
Yeah.
This is the thing I'm comfortable talking about. Everybody's going to talk about this because this is what I'm comfortable with. Maybe you are that person. I know producer Leah in our next break is going to admit that she is that type of person.
No.
And we will find the subject out. Yeah. And it actually, you might roll your eyes at her. I'm not going to lie. You're going to be a little annoyed
with
her.
I can't wait.
Hit us up. 999-99 to text. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So you're the type of person on a date that can only talk about one subject. We call you a unisubject dater.
I love that.
Jax's friend went out for a date with a crypto bro who, you know what, listen, if you're into that, good for you. Go make your money. But this guy was upset that she didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And also upset that, this is my favorite, upset that that he had to teach her.
Yeah.
So he spent the whole day teaching her instead of, you know, I'm sure getting to know her.
You don't want to talk about how you can invest?
Yeah.
Like, it was the worst date ever, she said. Just awful.
I'm sure he explained it really respectfully. As well.
Not condescendingly at all, right?
Now, we got a bunch of text messages, but I do want to let you know that at some point towards the end of this break, we're going to put our producer Leah on blast.
Oh, yeah, we are.
For just this reason. So, TJ, read us some of those texts.
Yeah, from the 905. Once I went out with this guy, and all he talked about the entire night was all the other women he dated and how lucky I was to be on this date with him.
Ew. You guys, yikes.
Okay. If you wrote that as a script in a TV show, that would be a bad TV show.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Nobody,
that's not a believable character, and yet... Here we are.
So common.
This actually happened.
They're common.
This is real.
Jen in the 905. I went out with a Toronto real estate agent dealing mainly in luxury high-rise condos. Enough said. LOL.
I think we know who that is.
Allison in the 613 went on a date years ago, and the guy only talked about his engineering degree. Oh, check out my pinky ring. It's made from that bridge.
Yeah, got a pinky ring. Oh, look at it.
Do you know the story behind that? Behind the ring?
What the bridge is it made from? Wait, what?
So engineering students or graduates get a ring that's made from a bridge that collapsed.
Oh.
And I believe it's like as like a reminder of like what they're building. I don't know. I might be misremembering the story, but the general gist is there.
I know they all get a ring.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Yeah, it's cool. Let's talk about it. another text here from Jill in the 705. Lesbians love to talk about being lesbians on dates. A few years ago, I went out with someone who exclusively discussed why she was gay and all the stereotypes she fits into.
Jax, confirm or deny?
There are some women that do that for sure. And it's not fun.
So explain what the topic would be. You're on a first date, and what happens?
Like, I get that it's a bonding experience, but, like, we don't have to talk about how he came out on the first date or, like, what
That's a very traumatic thing to talk about, is it not?
You and Melissa Etheridge or Tegan and Sarah, like, who are you choosing? No, but, like, you know...
Sometimes I like to dance to Kylie.
Yeah, it's just like, no, like, and I get it, but, like... that's just a part of you, right? So, but there are some, lesbians out there for sure.
All right.
Last text from Amanda in the 905. Worst date ever was the over-obsessed car guy. Kate,
okay.
We talked about how crypto bros are like MLM women, but car guys are horse girls.
Yes.
Right?
And I am a car guy. I love my Mustang dearly.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's a horse, right? I'm literally a horse guy. Yeah. Like, literally, it's a horse guy. And I try to keep it to a minimum as much as possible, especially with my girlfriend, because she humors me.
Yeah.
I get about 2 minutes.
To a point.
Yeah. Okay. And I get about 2 minutes, and then after that, it's like, okay. I don't care.
You're done.
Vroom, vroom.
Car works. That's all I care about. And it's fair. Now, producer Leah, you're going to put yourself on blast.
Yeah. Okay. From the years of 2010 to 2014, I'd say, I had an obsession with comedian men. Right? I just had to date comedians. Like, I was on a string of them. And I thought the best way to get through to them was to talk about my favorite thing, Seinfeld. So that's what I would do.
And how did that land for them?
So in the beginning, great.
Oh.
They're like, this girl knows comedy. She gets humor. But that's the only thing I do get.
Right?
So it was a whole bunch of Seinfeld references. Do you remember when Jerry he did yada, yada, yada? And remember that? And it's just like, okay, is there anything else that you can bring up in this state?
Yeah.
Yeah. And no,
there wasn't. You have so much more to offer.
I know.
I was going to say,
but with the comedians, I wanted to really impress them with
that.
Wow. They're a hard bunch to talk to. They're tough cookies to crack.
Tough.
100%.
Tough audience.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Pop culture costumes are ranking number one for Halloween again this year. It's this new character I'm working on. It's called Guy Who Gets Excited About Weird Facts.
Oh, good.
Yeah. This is according to Goodwill's annual Halloween survey, which just came out. 28% of us say our costumes are related to movies, TV, and pop culture. Paranormal things like witches, ghosts, zombies, and ghouls are next at 25%. And the unique one-of-a-kind costumes are at 24%. Jax, what's your favorite Halloween costume you've ever worn?
A salamander.
What?
You were a salamander?
I was like a little, I was a little salamander when I was a kid. Yeah, it was like a little puffy salamander.
Were you slimy?
What's that? No, I was puffy. I was a child.
I don't think salamanders are puffy.
I don't think they are. Like, it was like a jack. Oh, anyways.
Text us, 999-999 if you're an expert in lizards. You won't have to worry about germs on the TTC in the near future. The Toronto Transit Commission announced yesterday that they will be installing copper railings on high-touch surfaces on all subway streetcars and buses. The antimicrobial coating has the ability to kill up to 99.9% of bacteria on transit surfaces, which is a fun, sexy
right
fact.
Right on.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
And Tim Hortons is dropping a clothing line for National Coffee Day. I don't know about you guys. I can't start my day without coffee. First, I drink the coffee, then I do the things, Adam.
Stop it.
I'm not doing this.
The Double Double Collection is a series of hoodies, sweatpants, t-shirts, and travel mugs. It's going to be sold throughout the... I hate saying this. The company's new Drip Drop website.
Drip Drop, baby. Drip Drop.
They could have reconsidered that.
No, somebody should have spoke up in a meeting.
Should not have made it through the marketing meeting.
No.
Drip Drop.
That's set to go live at 10 today, by the way. Keeping in line with Tim's slogan of fresh made coffee every 20 minutes, certain items are only going to be available for 20 minutes throughout the day. So the hoodies and sweatpants are priced at $30.30.
Love it.
T-shirts are $20.20. And the travel mug, can you guess? I'll tell you. $10.10.
I have to say, I looked at the clothing line. It doesn't look bad. Like, you might be thinking this looks terrible. It looks like a Kanye West fashion show. It's all kind of
it's
that neutral
cute.
Color.
Yeah, yeah. And
yeah, I don't mind it.
It's kind of sweet. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, just over an hour from right now, we have another keyword for you. So you can win $5,000 with 99.9 Virgin Radio. $5,000 a day with us. Shannon Burns has got that for you at 10 a.m.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ever wanted to be important enough to have a personal assistant? You're like, I'm going to have my people call your people.
No, I get the appeal. No, because I'm too anxious and I feel like
I would never let someone take control.
No,
I'm too much of a control freak and I would spend a lot of the time people pleasing, like trying to make them laugh or apologizing.
That's
not
so
the
weird.
Answer I was expecting, because I always thought like if you had a personal assistant, it would just make life easier, right?
I would love a personal assistant.
I think so too. Yeah. Now, you have to be super wealthy to justify that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And frankly, we're not. But Amazon is going to solve that, apparently. They got a new robot who is supposed to be your at-home personal assistant.
Okay.
Astro is the name.
Big fan of the name.
Astro looks a lot like Wally looked.
It's like the Jetsons.
Okay. Yeah. But like a cleaner...
Cuter Wally.
Cuter Wally. And Wally's pretty cute.
Yeah, he's really cute.
But the robot can move from room to room, is capable of navigating around objects, and also can avoid colliding with obstacles such as pets, and has a little periscope that comes up and be raised or lowered to view objects. So
whoa, it actually so you can't hide.
So it's got a little. No. So it's got two little eyes, and then it's got another eye that pops out of its head and looks around.
Awesome.
And it'll do everything from like read you audiobooks to podcasts to
hunting down the human race and making them pay.
Sure, eventually.
Yeah.
I think also like it'll do everything that Amazon does, like with Alexa. Only it'll follow you around if you want it to, and it also can patrol. But I don't believe it vacuums.
Okay.
It also goes 5 miles an hour, which is approximately what it would take to catch Jackson a foot race.
I have little legs, and that's not fair. Okay, so I have two questions for you. If you don't know this, I don't trust robots. My first question is, does it have limbs? Like legs
or wheels
arms?
Count as limbs?
No. Well, I guess, yeah, it's got two wheels, but no, it does
no
not have
legs.
Arms.
And
it
like
just
a
has
neck.
An antenna.
The yeah. No hands, right?
No hands.
Okay, and the second is, does it have feelings?
Well, it's going to learn them so, once it becomes self-aware.
I hate that so much.
I guess the thing is that it looks like a little iPad on wheels, almost like the Phil Dunphy Modern Family thing where he's right. But it's smaller than that, and they made it so that it's supposed to be like attractive or cute to a human being. It's supposed to be like you're supposed to look at it and go, oh, that's really adorable, and it'll ingratiate yourself. Or it ingratiates itself to you.
I feel like we have other things to invent.
We
other
don't.
Things to create.
No.
Not robots that follow you.
No.
This is a stepping stone. Can it go up the stairs?
Not as of yet.
Okay, there you go, Jack.
It keyword can't. Yet.
Yeah. They have not made one that can go up the stairs yet. You know, it's funny. Every time I see stuff like this come out, I think about Terminator. I don't know if you've ever seen Terminator. The Terminator is literally where the robots take over.
Yeah.
In Terminator, it's very brutal and violent. Yes. I think eventually when the robots do take us over, it's going to be very gentle. It's going to be like little Astro going, no, you can't do that. And I'll be like, all right, Astro, I guess you're right.
It's happening right now.
Yeah, it's happening. We're allowing
right now.
It. Yeah, I'm getting one for sure. Yeah, it's going to be cool.
But maybe it'll be like Terminator 2 where you're like you're kind of on the same team.
Yes. Yeah. So Astro comes back from the future to save you. What? You don't like this, do you?
No, not one bit.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There's a creature that I'm sure you know very well, and that is Guy at the Gym. That is a creature. Now, we really can't help it. We just become it when we are at the gym. No matter who you are, you can't fight it. You become Guy at the Gym.
I
it's
mean,
chemical.
There are ways to fight it.
I mean, there are some ways to fight it, but mostly it's chemical. It's testosterone.
Okay.
TJ became Guy at the Gym a couple days ago. TJ, are you proud of this?
I am not.
No?
So I've started going to Orange Theory, which if you're unaware is a cult gym.
Okay, good.
Where you work out with like 12, 15 different people. There's an instructor. There's different stations. So there's treadmills. There's
good.
A rower.
Yeah, it's great.
There's a floor station. There are hour long workouts. They're fantastic. The real community aspect as you do in most cults. And Monday, I went and we had the big mile push, which is like, you know, you have to try and set your record for how fast you can run the mile on the treadmill. So it's a really tough day because you're like, you're pushing yourself. And then I ended on the rower. And you guys know this about me, but I am incredibly competitive.
Right.
Too competitive. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm in the Olympics.
You get kind of mean.
Or if I'm playing Uno with my girlfriend on a Wednesday night, I'm nauseatingly competitive.
Yeah.
So I'm on the rower. It's the last exercise. I'm already gassed. And I'm about to start. And the girl next to me on her rower says, hey, do you want to have a race? And all I thought internally was, this person doesn't know the mistake that they just made. Because I could not let myself lose that race. So I'm like, yeah, absolutely, I want to do
this. This is Guy at the Gym behavior, by the way.
And right when we're about to count down from three, the trainer, who has the microphone headset on so everyone can hear her over the music, says, oh, check it out, everyone. We got a race.
Oh, no.
So now, not only am I really competitive, she's made a scene and people are watching me, which is top three of my nightmares.
Yeah.
I went so hard on a 400-meter row to try and win this race, which I did. Thank God. I legitimately almost threw it. Like,
really?
Like, seconds away from doing it.
This
and
is
I
so just good, had but
a rowing machine will make
yeah.
you vomit. Right?
Yeah. I want to know the behavior around this because yeah. I have seen you in a state of competition and it is...
He's locked in.
Yeah. You're locked in and you're sometimes pushy. And I want, like, were yeah. you yelling? Were you grunting? Were you moaning? Like, were you sweating?
I was grunting. Yeah. There was a lot. I was
Don't
pouring
become a
sweat.
Grunter.
I was, Ugh! As Stop. I was going, it was like I was playing tennis. And then afterward, I let out. When I won, I went, yeah! And I fist pumped.
Did you say anything to her?
I said, good job.
Adam.
Listen.
All right.
I'm not... This is. I'm not proud of this.
Right. It's why I asked.
This is who I am. It's not who I want to be. Okay?
So, here's the thing.
I hate it.
You might now. Jax and I are listening to this, going, God. But I know. And I've been there at the gym. You get the testosterone up. It's over. Yeah.
And that's my biggest problem. Is I have too much testosterone.
Yeah. You're just too much of a man.
Yeah.
Here's the question. 416-872-9999 999-999. Can you tell us about the time that you got TJ competitive? No, yes. That doesn't work.
No, verb me. That's fine.
Okay, so what I'm trying to say is you got outrageously competitive over something that objectively did not matter the second it ended. But in that moment, you needed it. You needed to win. I'm talking Monopoly.
I'm sorry.
Tell me that doesn't bring out the worst in people.
I'm sorry, didn't matter? did you win a rowing race?
You know what?
Or did I win a rowing race?
You're right. Hit us up. 999-999 to text or 416-872-9999. This is Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You got a little too competitive. You became TJ. TJ who became Guy at gym. But he's also TJ, let's be honest. He's very competitive.
It was bound to happen. It was a matter of time.
Raced somebody at an Orange Theory in a rowing competition, and he beat her.
And then screamed.
And then went, yeah!
I didn't scream, I yelled.
Yeah.
I went, yeah!
And then said, good job to the other person.
Good
but
job.
Did he mean it? Maybe
no.
not.
Yeah,
not
no.
like me, though, the Chow King.
So what we'd like to know is when you got completely, overly, ridiculously competitive for something that objectively did not matter, but it mattered to you. 999-999-TJ, what are the texts saying?
We got this text from the 705. I was playing Wii with my son, who is 8, by the way.
Oh, no.
He had beat me 5 times, and I called one more time. And when I beat him, finally, I jumped up and yelled, yeah, in your face, boom.
That will not be you.
Not my best mom moment.
That will be you as a father.
Absolutely.
My mom and I actually used to play an N64 game. We used to play N64 every night together. It was fun.
Cute.
And my friends would come over and play too. And we played this thing called Army Men Sarge's Heroes. So you're like a little plastic army man.
I know that game.
On N64. And I used to hide on the roof and fire a mortar at her. And she'd get really mad at me.
I bet she would.
She's like, if you're not going to play fairly, I'm not going to play. I'm like 12.
Yeah, you tell her.
You're like, who are you, Mom?
That's super fun.
Charles in the 647. I go to One Academy. And yeah, I secretly compete against others as well. In the rower, air bike, weights, etc. I don't say anything to anyone, but inside I'm pushing to lift more or finish faster. Mm. It's self-motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Last one here from the 905. First time my out of shape self went to a spin class. I was not going to be left behind by all these super fit people. Anyway, my friend had to carry me up the stairs after because I could barely walk.
Spins hard, man. Spins hard.
Hey, so when I was in high school, I joined Dragon Boat because I thought it would be good conditioning for hockey.
Love Dragon Boat.
Yeah. It's fun. And it turned out to be spectacular. Our school was actually really good randomly at Dragon Boat. And I remember our coach talking to us. And he had rowed with some extremely competitive teams around the world.
Okay.
Like, this guy was legit. And he's built like a rower.
Yeah.
So all muscle up top and twig legs.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Like
I loved
a triangle.
Him. Yeah. And he was one of the nicest guys ever, Mr. Medill. I loved him. And he looked at us and he's like, here's the kind of competitive attitude I want to have. And we're all in like grade 9 here.
Yeah.
And he's like, friend of mine, never paddled in his life, and he tried out for the Harvard rowing team. And at the end of the first practice, he turned outside of the boat, and he vomited everywhere. And we're all like,
God,
this sounds terrible. And he's like, and the coach said, I can't teach that kind of competitive. So we got onto the team, and then he learned how to row later. That's what I want from you.
And they were dominated in every competition by people who have rowed their entire lives.
Sounds like a movie plot.
It was, Mr. Medill had that way, but I am 33 yeah. years old. Yeah. He told me that when I was 14, and I've never forgotten that
That's
story.
That's true. Told it verbatim.
That's yeah. 19 years ago he told me that story, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, yeah, he's got a thing. Yeah.
That's really good point.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hey, did you know there's a new mod club and it looks a little bit different? And by new mod club, I mean they just renamed it and did some renos to it. It's now called Access Club. And it's completely renovated with a state-of-the-art sound system, lighting system, and multiple 4K cameras so they can stream their shows online. You might remember the mod club had those viewing platforms.
Yes,
those yeah. are gone now. And it sounds like it's a little bit smaller.
Mm.
A little bit more intimate.
Cozy.
It's going to be weird when you go back in. Is Kanye West's Donda album actually finished? Well, not really, because he keeps making changes to it, the most recent of which was removing Chris Brown from it. He's been making changes to Donda since its release, the latest of which was caught by people in Reddit. Fans noticed that there was two versions of Donda streaming on platforms for a short time, and one contained a few switch-ups. Fans noted that Brown's vocals on New Again were replaced by new ones from West himself and a Sunday Service Choir.
Interesting.
Probably for the best.
Well, I also wonder, is Chris Brown going to throw the same tantrum that Soulja Boy threw? Soulja Boy was upset when he was excluded.
So mad.
Very upset.
I mean, I would be too. You want to be on a Kanye West album,
you do.
Right?
That's true. I was cut from a Kanye album. You don't hear me complaining
You're right.
about it.
You were.
Here's everything that's open and closed for tomorrow. Basically everything. Everything is regular hours except government services. Like banks are closed and post offices closed. The LCBO is open at noon and beer stores regular hours. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Shannon Burns is up next in a couple of songs. Shannon will have a keyword for you for $5K a day so you can win $5,000 tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.